Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 yo! What's the deal? Man, I'm feeling good today, man. It's great as all Blog Talk Radio. I know some of y'all be like, man, how did the show start like that? Because that's how I wanted to start. Simply just like that. Turn up and get the energy going, get the excitement going, your blood flowing. And just get in the mood for the topic. Get ready, you know. Tonight's topic is caution the term, get it how you live. Man, I'm in the studio today with Brother Herakuti.
It's me. No doubt about it.
Father Men.
I changed.
And I've been wanting to talk about this for a while because I grew up in a time where that was something a lot of us used, that little term. You know, I'm getting how I live. I'm out here getting how I live. Mm-hmm. And I kind of started to pay attention to the psychological damage that was doing to us, talking about we getting how we live, and we living poverty-stricken. We living sort of police. So if I'm getting it how I live, then whatever I'm getting is just to support that particular faction of the life I'm living. You know, I hear a lot of my dudes say that too. I got a couple of dudes I was proud of the number they got. You know, when I say number, I mean penitentiary time number. You know, the excuses was, well, you know, man, I had to do it for my family. I had to get it how I live. And I couldn't get them to pay attention to the fact that while you were gone, time lost with your child, family, and friends. Was it worth getting it how you thought you was getting it how you lived? Was that worth it? Did that term even make sense? Do it make sense now? Do it apply now when you're getting it how you live? So that's where we at, man. We're going to talk about this, man, because we got to correct the minds of these young brothers out here, man. You know, so y'all can start attracting more women. And then, you know, correct the minds of these women so they can attract more men. You know, so that's where we at, man. Getting in how we live, to the grid of it all, Blog Talk, man. And what's up, man? Harry Cooley, I know you've heard this term before.
Yeah, I've definitely heard this term. You know, living in the station that our community lives in, this is popular because it implies that we can deal with the condition, but in reality, we lower ourselves to the substandard condition. And we really should be trying to raise ourselves above and not getting how you live, getting how you're supposed to be living 50 years from now. So, you know what I'm saying? Getting how you want to live, period.
That would be more correct.
It allows for that sedentary type of mindset. Like, I'm here to
enough to stay here.
I'm going to adapt to these conditions and let these conditions bring me down instead of trying to rise above it.
Is this a term that you're familiar with, or is this a term that you've used loosely? That's coming around, you know, in our slang talk. Have you used this term?
I definitely used this term. Prior to this mental, where I'm at mentally, I definitely used it before, and I would definitely say quite loosely and not with any real thought process behind what it really means to get it how you live. You know what I'm saying? Or it's not, yeah. So just like, and Herakuti made a great point of this, even people in a space where they're comfortable with their living conditions and getting them in that particular mindset, that type of energy. You know what I'm saying? To get it how you live instead of, like I said earlier, how you want to live, how you're supposed to live.
I look at it like you got to really break down the system. That's what I think people should do.
Mm.
Get it. That's a general.
That's like using motherfucker.
You don't have to be anything.
Personal
so
place of saying.
I'm getting it how I live.
Right.
I'm living, like you said before, in a substandard type of situation. What am I getting?
Mm-hmm.
what am I hoping to get?
So,
yeah, so what are you getting?
No, I believe we're satisfactory for the women to, I'm going to start with them, to, they got a lot of that home health thing. Everybody's a home health
thing.
Everybody was doing that. It was a boom. And so, is that getting how you live? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I heard a lot of people,
right.
You know, a lot of women doing that time frame with, man, I'm getting how I live. I'm doing this home health aid. Well, are you living in a wheelchair? Are you living with
drawers on? Right.
Are you living in a hospice type situation?
Right.
Were you on your way out the door? No, I don't think you living like that. Do I think that's a job? Yeah. A good career? No, because careers are and jobs are draining just as much as everything else that we go through. So if you spend most of your time changing people that are on their way to the next life, then your life is not exciting. There's nothing that has gained, give you excitement throughout the day or charged you.
Mm-hmm.
And then on your return back home, you've just taken all of the down stuff that was in there back home. There's nothing to charge you back up. Are you getting it how you live?
Gotta be.
You took that home. So did the people there?
And that brings that into your home.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you live.
That's how you live.
You bring that energy.
That's
exactly
how you live.
That is there. Because you definitely got to think that what you go out into the world and do replicates itself in the home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you gonna, like you said, bring that energy back.
I mean, yeah, for example, like my mom was a school teacher. I would watch, I observed her, you know, come home and discuss her work day. Where as far as she didn't take a break between leaving work and getting home. So what she brought home was the frustrations from the children. The frustrations from the parents that won't interact with the children. The frustrations of the school board rules and regulations of what she can and can't do. And that's what she brought home. She didn't bring home, how are you doing today? She didn't bring home a more gracious feeling for seeing your own.
Mm-hmm.
It was more or less an extension of where you was already, we was already getting on your nerves before you came home, because that's an extension of your day. That was you getting it how you live. That was how you're living. So when I hear people use the term, if you're not getting up every day creating or bringing bright ideas to people, charging them up with new solutions and giving them new literature to read and discover,
or energy,
then you're not living. So you're not getting nothing how you live. If I was doing all that, I probably could see what term could be relevant, because I'm passing on positive energy and good direction to people. So, yeah, I'm getting how I live if I'm going to use it like that. But like we stated before, when you hear people use it, it's more in a negative manner, you know. A man is going to say he's getting how he lives, and he ain't really got nothing. He just went and bought some tennis shoes. He went and bought some new tennis shoes, doing a white T-shirt, stepped out there, come on, yeah, you know what I'm saying, I'm getting how I live. You ain't got nothing but $100-something more less than what you had before you went out there, because you were incompetent.
Got that
profile, though. Profile moment. Yeah, profile of not getting it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Well, not getting
right.
Being a replicant of other people.
Yeah.
Because how you live, and you live in the same way a million other people live.
The one who told
no different.
No different.
Like, you bring like some
getting how I live
aspect to the living situation when you in the same situation some other people in, man. That's what we talk about, come here to this conversation. We in this together.
That's it, man.
We keep individualizing ourselves and bringing this type of psychology in, and the defeat of real unity possibility.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I like to point out, what is bringing this up, is the people where you got the idea of even using the term, you know how you live, they're not living like they told you. You got that from a rapper or something. He was showing you some bullshit when he was telling you that this is how I live. So now you think that it's a legitimate thing to say,
and it's not mm-hmm. because the person who told you to use it ain't living how he just said.
Yeah.
The way the things you see on TV is they're not living in what you see.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to come back off, like the words we use got power.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? That's just power. We sit around all day, we get it how we live, get it how we live, ain't got nothing. Because ain't nobody got up and got it.
So they truly getting it.
Man, getting
nothing.
They getting nothing because they don't know what the it is. Not nobody in the circle or the square or whatever you consider your little peer group to be. You know, that's flamed out too now. But whatever you consider to be, nobody got up and went and got nothing. And all y'all sitting there getting nothing. Because y'all not living. So you ain't nobody got nothing. You ain't getting nothing how you live. You're getting stressed. You're getting ulcers. You're getting cancer. You're getting gray hairs. You're getting old age quicker than you're supposed to.
Why are they doing this thing?
Because they're getting how they live.
Mm.
You know? It's easier for them to get satisfaction out of going outside, getting in the car, turning on 107.9, jamming all the way to the store.
All the way.
Than it is for them to get up and find something productive for the whole household.
You know, it's
a whole household. Let's go up to Wade Oval. Let's go to the mall. Just walk around.
Fun.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Let's go to a museum. Have some fun. They don't want to do that. That's see, fun ain't really what people want. That's really not what people want.
Why don't people want fun?
That's the question, too, of the hour. Why don't you want fun? Look, ain't necessarily fun to some people.
Okay, I was about to say.
I mean, because it's a job to some.
To some.
You know what I'm saying? When you in a relationship and y'all live in a household, when you got relationships where all y'all do is fucking fight, it's just a job. It's not fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something you think you got to put together for the household. I got to see with her because that's my girl. I got to see with her because that's my dude. This is what we do for the home.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's no fun involved. If it was fun, it wouldn't be no wham, bam, and thank you, ma'am. And it'd be some girl, I got that bubble bath going, fuck yeah. I got your favorite, you know, I got your favorite little sip right there next to the tub. And I got this for you. You would work up to this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now that's getting how you live.
Yeah.
Getting satisfaction out of the person that you're sharing your life with.
Yeah,
how you live.
Getting it how you live. So again, just cautiously using it, you know, saying in the same motion that you actually get. So,
yeah, you know, it's like this. A lot of y'all listen to our show, and I done got some feedback. I would like to extend a gracious pat on the back to all our listeners. For some reason, and I applaud that we have not received a negative comment or a negative feedback on either show we've done so far. So I would like to say to everybody that we do appreciate that, you know, how we continuously doing good things. We got a visitor. I'm pretty sure y'all might have heard the knock on the door. It came through like this. We answered it, and, yeah, it was him. Brother Montu entered the building.
What's up, the one and only Hope Pepinar Shay?
So, man, you know, you stepped in on the show called, we got the title, Caution to the Term, Getting It How You Live. We just going in on how irrelevant that term is, how loosely we use that term and haven't really paid attention to the words and their placement in the sentence itself and what that do to you psychologically when, as Eric Cooty say, we live in substandard conditions. So when we say, I'm going out here to get it how I live, what are you really saying? What are you really about to do?
About to go get nothing that's conducive to my path. I'm about to go do everything that's gonna pull me further away from myself. I'm about to go do everything that's gonna disgrace my culture even more and add on to the stereotypes and the nomenclatures.
Okay. So that's where we at, man. You know, that's what we're trying to get y'all to pay attention to. We don't be bringing these topics up just because we want to ruffle feathers. We bring them up because we want to ruffle feathers and make you start to fly right a little bit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of this stuff I grew up listening to, a lot of these old cliches, they were even told to me. And I didn't see where it was relevant then when people were saying to me. You know what I'm saying? So I want to put this up on the table. We're not doing stuff correct. they got to come a time when somebody put it on the table to start to recorrect what's going on, and that's what the point of through the grid of it all is. Man. Law Talk Radio, we getting in the show. So, any comments on, I mean, like you said, Harakuti, you heard this term. I remember the little dope boy thing. I'm pretty sure everybody here remember the dope boy thing. That was one of the key phrases. I swear that was like a concrete staple for the dope boy.
I'm getting how
I live, money over bitches. Now, I'll tell you, I was one of them advocates. I do not agree with the MOB. I don't agree with that. I came up listening to Pac. That's all good, fine, and dandy. I don't agree with money over, first of all,
nothing over the queen.
First of all, right, I'm not going to address all the women as generally bitches. So I'm going to correct that part. I don't and can never value money over a woman because money can never bring me what a woman has brought me in my life. I can never go buy a son, bruh, and love it like I do now. I can never purchase a son with that type of love. I can never go purchase a daughter. So money can never be over a woman. Because it can never bring you that joy. Money has never brought you a better happiness than what your mom has gave you or what your grandmother has gave you.
Right.
So for you to say that means you strictly, specifically disrespect the woman's position. You have turned yourself into a white, European-minded brother, whether you brown, Puerto Rican, whatever your race, creed, color. I'm saying it's not about no black, white. I'm talking about general thinking.
What about the homosexual psychology behind it also?
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. Because now how you feel with money over bitches, and like you say, with that dope boy phase, it was always, the thing was to kick it with your bros before a hoe. I'm just saying the term. I'm not using it towards and directing it towards the women. It's just the term. It was always, oh, bros before hoes. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all my brothers. Let me tell y'all one thing right now. Let my girl or a woman that I'm seeing, because I'm single, hit me up and say she want to go have some fun or go to the park or the movies or something. But I'm going to treat it respectfully. I'm going to let you know that we may have some plans as business.
Right.
Now, don't get it wrong. Business before everything. Because business is what's going to feed my family.
Right.
So if it's business, then I'm gonna tell y'all, hey, is there something I can sit out on? We negotiate, no, you can't. Well, okay, girl, I got to, hey, it's business. Otherwise, hey, I'm going to take care of this because that's the other side of my nature, man.
Right?
I don't want to see y'all 24 hours a day. You don't want to see me 24 hours a day. Now, the homosexual side come in when the dudes that want this. You know, start with your dude from sun up. Sundown, 3, 4, 5 days in a row. Yeah, y'all getting money, so y'all say y'all getting money. You ain't spent no time to release all that testosterone into the feminine.
Well, get you some
competition. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of charged energy. A lot of male masculine energy, a lot of testosterone been expelled.
Man,
you gotta balance that out. Get home.
I'm gonna go a little deeper since you brought up the homosexual. Let me just something that. People really ain't really paid too much too. Not only is that the little homosexual act, it's a male on all the dollar bills. So it's a little more subconscious even yet still because you're falling in love with the money. You're falling in love with the men. That's on the money, man.
Jackson, Grant.
So it's a deep psychology rooted into getting it how you live and how it applies to us, man.
We can all, so what I done played, and I ain't gonna play with anybody, the would you game, right? And you put a price on it, no matter how absurd, how homosexual, how degrading, you know what I'm saying? 9 times out of 10, I was saying, hell yeah, bring that bread. I would emasculate myself. I'd do all this old foolish shit that I wouldn't do normally under normal circumstances, but here it is, when you put that dollar in front of me, I'm willing to compromise my sexual preference just for that money.
Well, I played that game, but I've never compromised my sexuality at this point. But I've said during that game, I've agreed to some degree, like you said, for that money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember one of the questions I was asked, as a matter of fact. So we used to play this sitting back, smoking our fine cigars and sitting on some fine wine.
Right.
We used to play this game, and one day it came up one day. My dude asked me, he said, man, would you walk down St. Clair but start naked with your hands like this?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? On my head. So I couldn't cover that for $1 million from such and such and such and such.
Yeah, what?
I said, I thought about it. I said, yeah. And I thought about it later. This was later.
Yeah,
after
right.
I started, you know, it stuff started to, you know, become relevant in my mind. Whether it was heterosexual or not,
mm-hmm.
there was some homosexuality in there, too,
mm-hmm.
because I was willing to expose myself to whoever was looking.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't walking down a full female street for this cash. I was walking down a street. So it didn't bother me if a man saw me or whoever saw me, as long as at the end of this rainbow, I got my pot of gold, I was good for the gander.
Ours game was a little bit more...
of course.
A little different than that. You know, ours was, shit, would you, for $100 million, would you let Bill Gates sodomize you? Niggas was like, hell yeah.
I get rid of it all, blog talk, radio, baby. No, because the comment that I mean, you a bro, but the comment that I would have to make to that is, ours never went that far because of the simple fact that I'm going to blame you for being gay for asking me a gay question.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, I mean, we all talk about the game, but for you to ask me that, it's going to cause me before I answer it to say, where are you at in your man that you would go that far to ask me that type of question? But I understand the game itself.
Right.
You know, it's just to really get you to answer some humiliating questions.
Right.
Like, you know, would you run into a homeless woman on the street and strip her butt naked and, you know, make love to her for $1,000? Now, this is not something we would do for real, but these are, like you said, these are the things that people do for money for real.
That's
I'm pretty sure somebody going to say that. I'm going to get that cash.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? To the grit of it all, man, like you say, the show has been enjoyable through this new year so far, man, and we getting more listeners, we getting more supporters. I'm starting to see the activity go up on the post and some of the shares. Starting to see some feedback, some correspondence. We just proud that, you know, we still here. And we actually got some professional listeners, you know what I'm saying? So,
how y'all doing?
You know, start really calling in and giving us a little more intimate feedback, should I say. Give us some comments. Some topics, you know. Stuff that y'all want to talk about that we haven't brought up. Because I got a buddy, and I swear, he is digging my mental for me to do this particular show, man. Every time I think, man, I want you to, y'all need to do that show about the Illuminati.
I keep telling people what they want.
That's a show right there, man. I'm going to do an Illuminati show. But I gave it space because they got that topic so hyped right now that I don't want to come in the bubble of the propaganda end on it. I want to come in and tell the truth about what it is and not go into that stereotype, be it, you know, the video and all that type. I want to go straight to the point on that. So we're going to get to that because we know the public want to hear that. But right now we're talking about getting it how you live, man. Because like you say, man, common heritage, common destiny.
This page on Instagram.
Get it how you live.
CHCB Cleveland, man. Go click the link. Make that blue button turn green, and let's get it.
That's getting it how you live, man.
Get it how you live. C-A-T-D.
When you have something to show for the actions in which you take it, now I can understand getting it how you live. If you pull up on me and you say, well, hey, Ray, guess what, man? I just acquired some land. I got 2 contractors down there building a house, and that's how I just got this new Phantom.
Right.
Guess what? You're getting it how you live.
Well,
clearly. If indeed, like my two say, you keep stating I'm getting it how I live, but you're returning to the same environment. You haven't left the same porch in which you made the comment on, then you ain't got nothing.
Not to mention, getting it how you live opens yourself up to be gotten how somebody else is living also.
Exactly.
So you become a victim to the game that you play.
And that's what we stated earlier. You just become what you call that an imitation of something else.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have no vision of what living is. You know what I'm saying? You don't have a clear vision, real living would be.
Living according, of course, to somebody else's standards. So you can't be different how you live.
We say that or solely from an illusionary standpoint, man.
I mean, we say it because it was told to us from, like I said earlier, from somebody who wasn't getting it how they was living. It sounded good in a song, and we started thinking that that was a legitimate something to say. Oh, he said it. He ain't doing that, bro. Let me tell you something. If he on that video and he's touring right now, because you tracking his tour because you just told me when it was coming out. You told me when his new album coming out. You told me when he's going to be in Seattle. When did he have time to be on the block that he's talking about, selling what he said he was selling, shooting who he said he was shooting under? It's not real, man. That's all. That's all the show is about. To the grit means uncovering, man. Getting to the grit. The grit is like a grain of salt.
Turn it over.
That's it. Turn it over, man.
The bottom of the grit.
GRIT.
That's it.
Giving reality intellectual texture. Man, get with us, man. Blog Talk Radio, man. Facebook us. Common Heritage, Common Destiny. IG.
CACB Cleveland. At CACB Cleveland on Instagram.
Also, get with us individually, man. I know some of y'all got individual questions or y'all find it better to talk to people one-on-one, man. Get at me. I am him. Facebook me. We got everybody want to go around the table. You want to leave some information, man? Let's get it going.
It's Montu here. I just, like I say, promo for the CATB Cleveland Instagram page. It just started, so be patient. It's going to be jumping in a minute. You got a group of young brothers here, man, that's dedicated and fearless to the cause and what's needed, man. So the more interaction we get out of y'all, the faster you'll see this thing move, and the quicker we'll be closer to our destiny, man. Holler.
Thing is, like Eric Cootie said, we're not single-minded. We're asking for assistance. We're asking for everybody else to join in. It's not just about CACD. It's about CACD and everybody else. That's why we ask for the supporters, man. We're reaching out to everybody. Support everybody else. You know, shout out to the Emu Foundation. Shout out to Glenville High School.
Shout out.
This is the Glenville area. Shout out to Cardale. Now we know we got some out of town listeners, and it ain't my fault that your hometown college ain't where ours at. Please participate. To the grid of it all, Blog Talk Radio, man.
Shout out to the listeners.
We love y'all, man. We love y'all. Wasn't no punches thrown. We love y'all. You know, y'all can throw punches. You all Stephen Brown sitting on the bench somewhere.
Yeah, we stand to be tried.
Yeah, well, hey, they tried Manziel, and boy, oh boy. Right. That boy, that's another whole story.
And it's over for him, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they got a new offensive coordinator. It's a wrap.
Yeah. Y'all see how we do it, man? It's all talk. We talk about whatever we want to talk about on here, man. It's our station. We love y'all. Thanks for the support. Thanks for being here. Get with us. We got a special show coming up next Wednesday. Y'all will see it when it posts up. This is going to be a real heartfelt, you know what I'm saying, real serious. We just want everybody to come on, you know, with humble hearts. This is going to be a real show. Back to, you know, get to the Tanisha Anderson topic. And, you know, just go over what's been going on here.
Real quick.
Oh, it's over. And no federal indictment on Darren Wilson.